Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We begin our Christian life on the basis of his finished work on earth. Now stay with me here. This gets pretty deep, all right? I'm going to get you from milk to meat. We begin our Christian life as babes in Christ on the basis of Christ's finished work on earth. In other words, we believe that. That's the starting point. We grow in the Christian life on the basis of his unfinished work in heaven, our high priest. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The Apostle Paul made this statement, verse number 1. And he's talking to the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth was what we would call a charismatic church. In other words, we see it in chapters 12 and 13 of the gifts. They're charismatic, the speaking in tongues and all the things that they were doing. Even though they're charismatic, they were carnal. And it says this in verse number 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. So this wasn't a thing just for the Jewish believers. He's talking to Gentiles here at the church at Corinth. He said, I couldn't speak to you in spiritual terms because you're still babes. Verse number 2, sounds familiar. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither now are you able. You haven't grown. You're still a babe in Christ. Why? Verse number 3, for ye are yet carnal. Do you know there's something called a carnal Christian? Now, when they're carnal Christians, they're not Christians no more. I shouldn't say this. Let me give some Bible doctrine. Do you know what a Christian is? Somebody who's Christ-like. Daddy used to say, and people would misunderstand, but he was dead on. I don't know many Christians. I know a lot of believers. I know a lot of people who are saints who are going to heaven. But there's not many people who are Christ-like. Amen, preacher. Are you following? Amen. Big difference. We throw that word out there. Remember, Jimmy Carter, 99 years of age almost, still alive, living there in Georgia and all. Y'all heard it. I won't get back. Go back. You know, I met Jimmy Carter and had talked with him. He dove hunted on our farm many times. I told Latrice, I'm going to put a sign up over our toilet. Jimmy Carter sat here. A good man. A good man. But he kind of made that common in my day, where a Christian, a born-again Christian, okay? And everybody, if you're saved, you're a Christian. It became a byword for a believer. I understand that. We say that some and understand. But I want you to know, as Bible students, you're no longer on milk. Now you're on meat, okay? Not everybody who is saved is a Christian. Even that jargon's thrown out there. And I understand them say he's a Christian. I understand what they're saying. But theologically, a Christian is somebody who is Christ-like. Is it sinking in? Okay. And he says, ye are yet carnal. Matter of fact, Paul, you won't see Paul ever using that word Christian. Isn't that interesting? They were called Christians first in Antioch, and it wasn't believers calling themselves Christians. It was the unsaved world who was calling them Christians. Well, they're like Christ, we follow them. They didn't go around saying, we're a Christian, we're a Christian. No, it was the unbelievers who was calling the believers Christian. And Paul never used that term. Because Paul probably didn't know of any very many people who are Christ-like. Are y'all mad at me? Okay. All right. Some of y'all are looking at me awful strange. If y'all can see what I'm seeing, you know. But listen, I'm trying to help you to get from milk to meat. And he says, y'all are yet carnal. Why? For whereas there's among you, now these are believers, envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Now, I know we don't have that problem here at this church. Everybody loves everybody. Amen. Everybody loves their preacher. Amen. So we don't have that problem here, you know. And I've told you before, if we do, please don't tell me. I want to live in La La Land and think everybody loves everybody. But here at Corinth, they had a serious problem. Paul said, you're yet carnal. I wanted to teach you with some deep things of God and give you, and feed you meat, but you're still a babe. And they haven't grown. They're unskilled in the word. Turn back with me to Hebrews chapter number 5. They become need of milk and not a strong meat. Okay. Verse number 13. For everyone that uses milk, they're still a babe, is unskillful in the word of righteousness, the word of God. The oracles of God, the word of righteousness. He's unskillful. He doesn't know how to use the Bible. Why? For he is a babe. He hasn't grown, and he lacks discernment. 1 Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. When you're born into God's family, to desire the things of God, the milk of the word, okay? That ye may grow thereby. And that's what Paul was told the church at Corinth. That's what Paul was telling the Hebrew people, that you're still a babe. You've not yet grown. You're still on the baby bottle, sucking milk, when you should be eating prime rib, medium rare or rare. Just let the blood, that's a whole nother thing, you know. You should be eating steak by now, and you're still just like a baby. He lacks discernment. He hasn't grown. And just like a babe in Christ will put anything in his mouth. He lacks discernment. We've had 7 kids, me and wife. We have 11 grandkids. And as they grow, you know, as a baby, they see something. What's the first thing they do? They put it in their hand, put it in their mouth. You got to watch it. Because Kyler's here. I remember when he was just a little baby, he swallowed a penny. And for a few weeks, he couldn't eat. He couldn't swallow. He was pretty sickly, you know. Finally took him to the doctor, and they did an x-ray, and he had a penny lodged in his throat, and he was blessed because it could have killed him. It went the right way. Anyway, he put a penny in his mouth and he swallowed it. We still have that penny somewhere. I don't know where Mama has it somewhere. When it came out, it was so shiny. I guess because it was all that acid made it look like a brand new penny. But the point is, as a babe, they'll put anything in their mouth, just like a spiritual babe. They'll listen on the radio, they'll watch TV, they'll listen to the internet, and anything any preacher tells them, they'll take it hook, line, and sinker because they don't have any discernment. They're not skillful in the Word of God. And some preacher out there tell them, was it Hank Williams Jr.? About his system about, they'll tell you send God the money, but they give you their address. Remember that song about send God the money? I'm amazed at the people who send not just millions and millions and millions of dollars a year to these preachers on TV, and they're flying these jet planes, living these million-dollar homes, and they still send money to them. It's beyond me. And some of our people, not here at Westwood, because y'all are great. But there's some people out there, you can hear a buffalo, but they scream, they have a buffalo nickel and they're holding on to it so tight they don't want to let it go. The young people have no idea what I'm talking about, but I remember the buffalo nickels. Anyway, they want to hang on to their last nickel. Well, they lack discernment. They're babes in Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.